We're back on AM 800 KREI on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show. And again, it's the North County Raiders winning 3-1 over the Farmington Knights tonight by a score, again, of 3-1 in the district semifinals of Class 3 District 1. We're talking now with Adi Reek, head coach of the Farmington Knights. Opening goal in this one, Coach. Yes. TJ Smigala able to get his second of the year and a good play. And I think Steven Gent from the back line really created it.
Yeah, I thought the boys played well, you know, like we created a lot of chances. But in sports or in soccer, if you don't finish your chances, you know, you tend to be on the losing end. But I'm very proud of our players, you know, they stuck to the game plan, you know. We played some good soccer.
A physical game, too, and I'm sure it was tough to, you know, really win the ball in midfield. There are a lot of physical, you know, play in there to try and win possession, but your guys, as they tried to get into the feel of the game a little bit, how do you think they adjusted to that?
I thought we adjusted well. I thought, like, again, this year we were probably one of the weakest physical teams when you looked at it, and I was very surprised the amount of fouls that were called on us, you know. So I don't know, I gotta look at the tape, but I really feel some of the calls wasn't justified on our players, you know. But it is what it is, and you know, again, very proud of our players.
We talk about, you know, how this year kind of went, and obviously, you know, it is tough for any program to replace guys like Bryce Sansegra. Yeah. and Cole Gerstenberger and also. You know, all that scoring that you had last year. As you kind of turn the page with a younger group of players that are showing, as you mentioned, the speed has been improved over the course of this season, what's kind of the thing that gets you most excited about, you know, years to come for a team that has 9 freshmen right now?
I'm telling you, I'm so, so excited about, you know, soccer in Farmington, because the youth program has grown tremendously, and all the coaches, all the young players that are coming up, and they want to play here. So the pool of players that we're going to be coming in here in the next few years, you know, is something that a coach, you know, got to be excited about, and which we are, you know. So I think we're on the right track.
It was Tristan Stotler, the guy that I was trying to remember the name of. A great goal scorer for you last year, and now at Drake. But as you cut, and yeah, as you mentioned, with the young group, and again, a young goalkeeper too, and you know, guys in the defense that have contributed year by year, and even guys that are switching positions. You know, yeah. Ethan Miller was in defense last year, and now he's pushing up into the midfield. But what'd you kind of tell your guys? Because I'm sure they wanted to get this one.
Yes,
and it's certainly, you know, a team that's a rival, and you want to try, and how it was so close earlier in the regular season. I'm sure they were probably a little bit bummed out after it, but what'd you kind of say to them?
I just told them I'm proud of their effort, you know, I'm proud of how they played. You know, we, if somebody who knows the game, and you know, who's a student of the game, and watched the night game, you can see our team had a lot of thought, a lot of ideas. You know, we were sticking to a game plan, and that's how the year went for a lot of times. You know, we'll try to play, and then a goal going to be come from a big ball, goalkeeper misses it, or the physical contact, it drops, and a kid right in front, and right, he taps right. It in the net. And that was our season this year. But I think we needed to go through stuff like that. It will only make us better. But I really thought a lot of players stuck to it, you know, and it will only make us better.
Well, we appreciate your time all season long, Coach, and we'll hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
All right, that's Adi Reek, head coach of the Farmington Knights. Again, they fall short tonight by a score of 3-1 to North County, ending their season at 2-13. We'll talk with Rob O'Keefe after this on the Home Pools and Spas postgame show.